what we learned investigating the death of Chicano student activist Oscar Gomez.
It sounds like you ran almost every theory to its end.
Binge all 8 episodes of Imperfect Paradise, The Forgotten Revolutionary, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to the Film Week Marquee. I'm Larry Mantle with critics Amy Nicholson and Peter Rayner. First up, Rian Johnson's Glass Onion, A Knives Out Mystery, with Daniel Craig back for the sequel. Amy?
Yeah, in the sequel, Benoit Blanc, our detective from the last one, has been invited during the pandemic to a murder mystery party on a private island in Greece filled with disruptors, people who fancy themselves disruptors in tech and fashion. And the head disruptor is Edward Norton, and these are all his old cronies who, you know, have secret reasons for quietly resenting him. I enjoyed this, although I felt like the construction of it, the script is better than I would say the camera work is. It feels a little sitcom-y, but the twists and turns are great, and there was a moment that had everybody booing and hissing.
Glass Onion and Knives Out Mystery. Peter?
I didn't particularly enjoy peeling this onion. I think it's sort of overly swank and overproduced. The murder mystery plot I found more confusing than revelatory. Some amusing moments. It's always good to see Daniel Craig and some of the other performers, but I think it's not up to the first one.
Glass Onion and Knives Out Mystery, rated PG-13 for a week in wide release, then streaming on Netflix right before Christmas. Devotion, based on a true story set during the Korean War, Jonathan Majors, Glenn Powell star. Amy?
Yeah, Jonathan Majors and Glenn Powell are playing Jesse Brown and Tom Hudner. They were two very early aviators at the beginning of the Korean War, flying those giant Corsair planes. And they are connected in naval history through this tragedy that happens. The film is sort of about humanizing these characters as much as they can before the tragedy. Brown is the first black aviator ever in the Navy, and him kind of wrestling with that landmark status and feeling really uncomfortable about it. The film feels like it drifts here and there, but the central performance is great.
Devotion is directed by J.D. Dillard, rated PG-13 in wide release. The horror thriller Nanny stars Anna Diop, written and directed by Nikiatu Jusu. Peter?
Very promising first feature, a sort of horror social commentary film. Narratively somewhat of a mess, but very evocative. Terrific performance from Anna Diop. Also, Leslie Uggams is in it. Always good to see her.
It won the Sundance Dramatic Grand Jury Prize, rated R in select theaters, streaming mid-December on Prime Video. And White Noise, starring Adam Driver and Greta Gerwig. Amy, quick thought on it.
I can't believe Noah Baumbach pulled off this movie. It's a book that's about everything and sort of nothing at the same time. It's dense, tricky, cerebral, strange, weirdest mix of tones, and Adam Driver and Greta Gerwig absolutely nail it.
Writer-director Noah Baumbach's film is rated R. It's in selected theaters and then streaming on Netflix at year's end. For our Film Week critics, I'm Larry Mantle, inviting you to hear the full hour of Film Week and all the big movies this Thanksgiving weekend. You can tell your smart speaker to play Film Week or get it at kpcc.org.
Support comes from Ciclavia, catalyzing vibrant public spaces, active transportation, and good health through car-free streets. Ciclavia promotes respect and infrastructure for bike and pedestrian-friendly public spaces. Enjoy these pop-up parks for the day in your favorite people-powered way. Jogging, biking, skating, strolling, or simply spectating. Free and open to all, Ciclavia Sundays generate miles of smiles in neighborhoods all over L.A. Details at www.ciclavia.org.